I know. I've been there. I was taught how to do this back in the mid-1980s. I did, and witnessed, as a matter of fact, deeds that I'm ashamed to remember to this day. And fortunately for me, I did not have to witness or do anything truly pornographic, as some friends of mine experienced. Since 1987, this cruel, impossible, unnatural, insulting reality in the territories has been exploding in our face. But because of our unshakable belief that the Palestinians are monsters who want to throw us into the sea, we reacted by trying to maintain what we've created at all costs. When a fledgling and hesitating peace process tried to work its way through this mess, one major factor, perhaps the factor, that undermined it and voided its meaning was our establishment's endless fear and suspicion of the other. To resolve this fear and suspicion, we chose the insane route of demanding full control of the other throughout the process. When the other felt cheated out of his freedom, violence erupted again, and all our ancient instincts woke up. "There they are," we said in relief. "Now we see their true face again. The Arabs want to throw us into the sea. There's no one to talk with, no partner," in our beloved ex-prime minister's words, "and they understand only force." And so we respond again with more and more force. This time, the effect was that of putting out a fire with a barrel of gasoline, and that's the moment when I said to myself, "No, I'm not playing this game anymore."